Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. Norm Borg here. You know, the thing I love about our game is the rags-to-riches component, the dark horse, out-of-the-clouds element on which so many dreams are made of. In the case of my next guest, it's a dream come true. John Barnard claimed a first-time starter last July named St. Elmo Hero out of Balmoral. He won that race and hasn't lost a single dash since. 23 for 23, perfection and proof that dreams in our business do come true. We'll talk about this phenom with his owner, John Barnard, on this edition of Trot Radio. John Barnard joins me on the other end of my line. John, did you ever think when you claimed St. Elmo Hero out of that maiden claimer at Balmoral last summer that it would come to this?
No, I really, I can't honestly say I thought I'd win 23 in a row. We knew that we had a good horse once we claimed him, and we knew he was exceptional very early. He showed us indications in training and a couple of the races he had early. He showed he had potential to be a super performer.
What did you see about this individual that made you want to claim? What was the claiming price for, by the way?
Okay, he was in non-winners of one to be claimed for seven. Hmm. And then we had to pay the allowance. So the total I actually paid was $87.50.
Probably the best $87.50 you ever invested.
So far.
Doing better than the market, I can guarantee you.
Yeah.
What did you see about this individual that made you say, right, this is a horse I think we can do some good things with?
Well, a friend of mine is constantly on the internet looking at different horses. He's a handicapper, and he does a lot of due diligence looking at replays on the internet. And in the past, I claimed a couple Western Hanover Sons, and you know, unfortunately, there aren't going to be any more of those.
Right.
So, he brought to my attention that there was a Western Hero Son who had never raced, and he knows I like to get green horses or horses that haven't had a lot of races to claim. He brought the horse up to me as a very unusual individual, 4-year-old that had never raced. Indicated that he had a couple qualifiers where he'd been rough gated. Mm-hmm. He checked him out on the internet, couldn't find anything wrong with him, and said, you know, maybe you should take a look at this horse before he races, and he might be someone you'd want to claim.
Did you ever find out if there was, or what the reason was, why St. Elmo Hero didn't race at 2 and 3?
You know, the prior owners had indicated that he had an issue that he couldn't race, but most of it was in registration and ownership, it seems like.
Really?
The prior owners got the horse when he was 3 years old, and he was not registered till he was three. So
that'll take you out of a lot of stakes, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things that went on in this horse's past. I don't know that there were, he had a lot of physical problems, but it, I just don't think they got him to the racetrack because of other issues.
You're saying that he's a Western Hero who was a nice pacer for his time, but, you know, pedigree watchers will say, okay, but $240,000 is the ceiling for purse earnings by a single offspring. It's not like he's produced million-dollar, you know, pacers.
Mm-hmm.
Dam was nice, made close to $300 on the track, but comes from kind of a nondescript line, so it couldn't have been necessarily pedigree other than the Western Hanover one.
Well, I like Western Hanover, and you know what we've seen. I'm not sure that Western Hero had the best mares bred to him over the last few years, and he's had some good ones. But I think that the Western Hanover breeding does come through, and his mother was an extremely good racehorse, in my
mm-hmm.
opinion, and very durable. She had over 100 starts, so I don't have a problem with his pedigree.
Well, no, not when he's producing like that. The mother was a horse by the name of Crystal Cricket. She was by a sire named Cedar Ridge, which isn't, you know, familiar to a lot of us, at least on this side of the border. I don't know how popular that individual would be in Illinois.
Probably not that well known either. Yeah. And, you know, Crystal Cricket was one of his better offspring. And, you know, he's definitely was not a big name sire.
Yeah, well, stranger things have happened, and again, it's part of that rags to riches dream come true type of scenario that does play out in our game from time to time. You've had him for 22 of his 23 starts, all of them wins. He's earned just under $200,000 as St. Elmo Hero. You've had two trainers now. How's this for cryptic? Your first trainer is a guy by the name of Darcy Pletcher. And I'll bet you get asked at least once if he's related to the famous tea bred trainer Todd. I'll ask, is he?
I don't think so.
Okay. Worth a shot anyway.
Yep.
Charlie Eustace is your current trainer. What kind of pressure have you both been under, or have you, to keep this remarkable streak going?
Well, I've tried to take the pressure off myself, but, you know, there's a lot of people that feel that the streak is extremely important. And I've always felt it would be important if I was trying to sell the horse, and
yeah.
I'm not. He's a gelding. I have not priced him, and he is not for sale. My interest is the next race. I don't want him to lose his next race, so I guess that means I want to keep the streak alive.
I think from the standpoint of him being a drawing card, I guess that's where the pressure might be from the public at large, you think?
Well, there's a lot of people who would like to see him do well. We were treated very nicely out at the Meadowlands, and we got a lot of support from local fans and some of the local media. And I think that a story like this is good for harness racing. You know,
mm-hmm.
the sport has come under extreme pressure financially,
mm-hmm.
and you know, if this was a thoroughbred, we'd be on all national networks.
No kidding.
And you know, it's so the pressure isn't anywhere near what it would have been, say, on a Zenyatta.
Yeah.
But we started picking up notoriety when we went to Chester back in for the series there. We came out of Indiana, where we obviously were doing very well, but you know, it's was not considered the big time competition, and
right.
It was like you need to come east, and you've got to race at places like Chester and the Meadowlands
mm-hmm.
to prove how good your horse is.
Now, there's talk you might be coming up with him to Canada. Is that true?
He's nominated for the Cam Fellow. We haven't made any final decisions. Everything is based on the condition of the horse, and actually, I've been concerned about the type of weather we've been getting.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were pretty lucky being in New Jersey at the time we were. It wasn't brutal.
Any idea how he ships? Did he ship well from Illinois to New Jersey and Pennsylvania?
He's always been a good shipper. He's really a trooper. Anything we ask of this horse, he does. And he'll come off a trailer after 12 hours and give him a day off, and he's raring to go the next day. So.
What a find. Will Tietrich be driving him if he does come up for the Cam Fellow?
He's been asked to,
okay.
So it's entirely up to Tim.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Yours is a dream story. Would this be the best horse you've ever owned?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Not even close.
Again, one of the absolutely beautiful parts of our business would be your story, John Barnard. Continued success with St. Elmo Hero. Certainly looking forward to the possibility of him coming up to Canada to race in the Cam Fella. And thank you so much for being on Trot Radio.
Okay, well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye now.